Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 20 to 9 and Darren's back with the latest sports news.
Good morning, Audrey. There's a real feeling of deja vu here this morning because we're talking about Rory McIlroy again and another second place finish, obviously in action in the Irish Open last week, and just, you know, coming so close, finishing second place. Well, he was second again yesterday, this time on the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth, beaten by Billy Horschel after a playoff, beaten on the second hole. The pair finished on 20 under par along with Tristan Lawrence. Now, he pushed so hard on the final day and got himself back into contention, and you know, I'm sure he regrets one or two shots they left behind him, but he just pushed them all the way. And I think Horschel, that eagle on the second playoff hole was just stunning, and certainly won and not lost by Rory McIlroy. Lots of positives to take from a disappointing finish on the day though for Rory.
Yeah, I think the things that I'm trying to do in my golf swing, you know, I sort of revert back to old habits when you get under the gun like everyone does, but I think if I keep working on the things I'm working on the range, I think that only bodes well for the future. And to be able to, you know, to work on my swing but still go out there and have a really good chance to win, I'm really proud of that. And I'm excited for the future. I mean, I'm playing well, keep giving myself chances. You know, only two people have beat me in the last 2 weeks, or not even one person, I guess, in terms of score. So happy with how I'm playing, and, you know, just have to dust myself off and get ready for my last three events of the year.
Yeah, Rory there. I know he says he's happy and he's taking the positives. I think you can detect the emotion there in his voice, the disappointment, can't you?
He needs a win.
He needs a win. He's so close. It's been one of those years for him. He just has come up a little bit short on a lot of the big events, but certainly get himself into contention, that's for sure. Manchester City scored a late goal to secure a 2-2 draw at home to Arsenal in the Premier League. Now, the Gunners played the second half with just 10 men. They had Leandro Trossard sent off. He picked up a second yellow card, kicked the ball away. I'm not quite sure what he was thinking, but I think the referee could have shown a little bit of leniency as well. That's just my own opinion. But Arsenal, I think we're lucky as well with their goal. Kyle Walker called to the referee's attention, and then Arsenal had a little talking from the referee, but then Arsenal took a quick free kick. He was out of position, and that's how that goal came about. The equaliser though, John Stones in the 98th minute, and it came after a period of sustained pressure. Now, this one is turning into a nice little rivalry, isn't it? Manchester City and Arsenal. And Stones stirred it up a little bit after the game. He called the Arsenal slowing down of the game when they were reduced to 10 men as dirty tactics. Here's what he had to say.
They've done it for a few years, and we know to expect that. That's, you can call it clever or dirty, whichever way you want to put it. They break up the game and obviously upsets the rhythm for everyone. They use it to their advantage, and I thought we dealt with it really well. It's not easy when those things are happening. You're trying to gain momentum. You're, you know, trying to get a foot into the game and get above them. And, you know, those little stoppages stopped that, and we controlled our emotions, as I said, really well. There's drama, and when we're involved in it, you want to be level-headed, not make silly fouls, take silly yellow cards, and I felt we did that, and we obviously made it difficult towards, well, for the majority of the game, being so deep and having so many people around the box. And it was a day that we will have to definitely review and take a lot of positives from.
Yeah, roll on the next meeting. There was also a little bit of drama in Brighton and Nottingham Forest. 2-2 there also, but one player sent off and both managers got the line in that one. Celtic came from behind to beat Falkirk 5-2 in the League Cup quarterfinals in Scotland. Adamida scored twice there. Certainly a player in a rich vein of form at the moment. It'll be Athlone Town against Shelburne in the Women's FAI Cup for a third year in a row. Yesterday, Athlone beat Sligo by 1-0 in their semi-final at the Showgrounds. Seanan Brennan with the only goal of the game there. Adrian Eames spoke with the Athlone manager, Kieran Kilduff, afterwards.
Yeah, listen, I don't think we played our best stuff. I think we're kind of at that stage of the season where we're kind of dragging ourselves along, and we knew what we were going to get out of Sligo, which was a very competitive game. And they have some excellent players, and they were well set up to frustrate. I thought in the first half we probably were a better team, but weren't still hitting the heights we were. I thought second half I was looking for reaction and it probably didn't come, and the game kind of just kind of petered out. I don't think they had many major chances again, but we hadn't put the game anywhere near out of their reach. And yeah, it kind of felt a little bit flat afterwards then, probably as a result. You know, we hold ourselves to higher standards. Listen, the objective at the start of the campaign was, can you get to the FAI Cup final? We've done that, but I think in terms of performance, there's a lot to reflect on, but obviously we're delighted to be in the final too.
And of course everybody will look at it and say, for the third year in a row, it's going to be Athlone Town and Shelburne, and it's won a piece so far.
Yeah, the trilogy, yeah. Look, at two great teams, you know what I mean, for the last couple of years. A lot of players, they all know each other, and there's going to be a lot of quality on show. I think even just, you know, last year's final alone, the 2-2, the penalty shootouts, the drama, they tend to be great games, and there's going to be another one now for people to look forward to. And I hope we get a big crowd, and it's a really good occasion for both teams because they deserve it. And you know, it's not easy to get a cup final. Everyone wants to get there at the start of the season, and you know, we're lucky enough to be there, and we're gonna relish the occasion.
Yeah, I remember when the first year they met in the final a couple of years ago, and it was such a novel pairing. Well, now three in a row. Who would have seen that coming? Tallaght Stadium, the 20th of October. I'm sure it'll be another brilliant occasion. More glory for Katie George Dunleavy and pilot Linda Kelly. The Paralympic gold medalists won the Paracycling World Time Trial Championships in Zurich. Josie Helian and Eve McChrystal, they were just outside the medals in fourth place. But Katie George admitted afterwards it's been very tough mentally and physically for them to get back on the bike after the emotions of Paris.
Really enjoyed the course. There were uphills, downhills, and, you know, flat sections. So we knew, you know, based on our race in Paris, that we would get time on, hopefully, on the hills. We had to go over on the power on the hills and just really deliver a good, solid ride and really go for it. And we did. It's a real privilege to represent your country, and we were just so proud coming here. We, you know, it was 2 weeks after the Paralympic Games, and we were excited for it, but, you know, we were unwell after the Paralympics and, like, exhausted. Like, mentally, it's a huge toll. We had to really kind of recover from that. We were ill, like I said, recover from that and kind of just get going and focus for this, which was quite hard, actually. I just wanted to break, but we were able, we're both fighters, we're both racers, and when we were on that warm-up, we were just focused and wanted to go for it. And I'm glad we were able to do that and bring back another medal for Ireland.
Yeah, terrific stuff for them. It's actually a week of World Cycling there in Zurich, and they'll be back in action again on Wednesday in the road race. The Mayo County Board have confirmed that Kevin McStay will continue as manager of the county senior football team there for next year in 2025. He's halfway through a four-year term, and he'll continue his role after an end of season review. Last season's All-Ireland Club Football finalists St Bridget's, they were beaten yesterday in Roscommon by Pádraig Pearse's at the quarter-final stage. I have to say, Bridget's really lit up the club championship last year. A little bit unlucky in the final as well, but that's the beauty of the club championships. They're gone. Pearse's won it after extra time. Great match there. Full rundown of all yesterday's results from the club championship on the RT Sport website. And finally, Lando Norris has won again. He's won the Singapore Grand Prix, really closing that gap now on the championship leader Max Verstappen. Just 52 points between them, six races to go.
Darren, thank you very much indeed. It's 13 minutes to 9.